The Locals Only Podcast with Gavin Glass, bringing you the best new Irish talent every week from Radio Nova and Nova.ie.
Now, my beautiful dreamers, I've been delighted to say that I have the boys, the hounds of Track Dogs, right in front of me, led by one of Ireland's most celebrated songwriters who has been in exile for the last week, Mr. Gareth Wall. How are you?
Good. Great to see you.
You are very welcome.
Thanks a lot. Good to be here.
You have... You guys were giving the monkeys on your back one too many bananas last night, I believe, up in Donegal.
Yeah, we flew in yesterday morning, drove straight to Donegal, finished the gig at 12:30, left Donegal at 1:30, arrived in Drury Street at 5:30, kipped for 3 hours in the car. Yeah, it was rock and roll.
Hail to the altar of rock and roll, baby. Let's do a song. Let's get down to business and let the music do the talking. What are you going to play for us here on Locals Only?
This is like sort of the theme song of the album, the new album, Kansas City Outgroove. And this is a song called A Lucky Man in Kansas City.
In your own time, boys.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2.
Ooh, lucky man. A lucky man in Kansas City, a bright light shining off all these tracks, filling my cup like this diner, promise to keep a lid till I'm back. Saw Franklin's words on a building, wander inside, warm words from a kind stranger, keeps my road weary soul satisfied. A lucky man. Madrid down to Austin, two-stepping, been barefoot on deck, camped underneath Kentish stars. For the folks out in KC, blow my mind to Mars. A lucky man in Kansas City, bright light shining on. Ooh, lucky man. Ooh,
Holy moly. We are having a Super Soul Salvation Sunday here in Nova Towers. That is the sound of Track Dogs. Lads, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
it was you. Really, really gorgeous.
Cheers, man.
So, you're on album 6.
Yeah.
It's still crazy after all these years.
Still crazy and getting crazier, yeah. It seems like it. I mean, it's our... Yeah, we got together 11 years ago. But we were working for 2 years, or for 2 albums, under my name.
Yeah.
But I was always saying, look, this is not singer-songwriter with musicians. This is a band. I wanted to get away from everything I'd ever done before.
Yeah.
You know, because I knew that with the lads, it was something new for me, you know. So we finally found, just before we did the 3rd album, Robbie came up with the name Track Dogs. It was suggested to him by another trombone player, a friend of his from New York.
Norman Hogue,
yeah. Found out that the maintenance teams on the subway were called Track Dogs.
Yeah, they look like miners. They go through the tunnels at night with these lamps on their helmets, and you see, if you're sitting on the platform, you see these like little lights bobbing. And there's a guy at each end with a whistle to blow the whistle if a train's coming, because they're working while there's trains circulating.
Yeah.
I thought it was about greyhounds.
Oh, no, yeah. Actually, yeah. That's something because we're not necessarily, you know, in favour of sort of animal cruelty.
Yeah.
So we hate when people maybe think we're referring.
Make that assumption, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But the Track Dogs is, it seemed to work well for 4, you know, expats living in Madrid, working hard and a close-knit team,
yeah,
which is what they are as well.
And working at laying down tracks.
Yeah.
Just bring me back before. How long, when did you leave Ireland, Gareth?
I left Ireland in March, April 1999.
99,
yeah.
Right.
Kind of burnt out. I'd done a lot of gigging in Ireland in the 90s. I was working with great musicians like Robin James Hurt, Jerry Farrell on drums.
Yeah.
A bloke called Tony Steele on bass. So we'd done a lot of gigs, and it was great. We had a great few years, but I was a bit burnt out.
Yeah.
And I was kind of in that silly romantic phase, and I was kind of following my heart and following a woman, which is why I left in you know, it was twofold. But so yeah, it was kind of like I was saying goodbye to music. That was it. I was going over there to get a job, do something different.
Put roots down.
Yeah. And
are you still with the woman?
No. As I said, I went there for her, but I stayed for me. And then my wife now is a wonderful Spanish lady I met there 7 years ago. So, who loves everything that I do and supports me in what I do, which is, you know, yeah, so important, you know?
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's really possible.
It's not.
Men of our vintage,
no,
to go out and do it if they don't have that support behind you.
Not at all.
Because it's,
yeah,
It's a goddamn insane way of life, and
yeah,
yeah. Tell me how you've met up as a band, though. That's like, how are you all were living in Madrid?
Yeah, I think probably the first contact was probably Dave and Garrett, maybe, or maybe
me and you.
Oh yeah,
yeah, I was working in an Irish bar in Madrid, as you, yeah, do, and Robbie used to come in Tuesday nights to the trad sessions with his cajon, you know? And then Garrett popped in one night as well to pick up some equipment.
Yeah.
And that was really how I met those three. And then they introduced me to Howie.
Yeah, well, the funny thing is that we never met, all of us, till our first rehearsal together as a band.
Right,
which I thought, wow. I always find funny. I'd met the other three, but they'd never met Howard. So to meet for the first time in the first rehearsal, and for it to be, I remember distinctly the buzz.
The magic was,
yeah,
there straight.
Actually,
away.
It
never,
the thing about, yeah, it being, looking for a band name, I remember that, we're talking October 2006, and Garrett said in that first rehearsal, he said, this is more like a band, we should come up with a name. Like, he was talking about that in the first rehearsal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I was actually saying, well, you know, well, you've had this bit of trajectory already. Let's take advantage of it. Don't need to start from zero, you know.
Yeah.
And it took us.
And you slowly killed, phased them out, and
yes,
killed the old Gareth Wall.
Yeah, yeah.
So the Kansas City Out Groove, album number 6.
Yeah.
Who is your man one of the dudes in the band? No, or is he a producer that you work with over there?
Who,
your co-producer?
Ah, yeah, Germán. It was funny because we'd actually recorded 4 albums, or I think 5 albums with the same producer. And we were in sort of a little bit too comfortable with him. And maybe it was, in hindsight,
it was
that
good.
It was good, it worked, but he closed his studio and
And we had no choice but to find somewhere else.
Right.
And we had done a jingle of Robbie's for an ad in Spain in a small studio. But what we liked about it was that they had an analog machine.
Right.
And that was the attraction, you know?
Yeah.
And it was like a Studer A80 from Abbey Road 72, you know? So it was like, we have to record here, you know?
But with all the comforts of digital recording.
Yeah. I mean, analog to digital, but keeping that warmth, you know? Yeah.
And did you, like, I'm one of the last studios that can do analog recording now. But as musicians, can you tell the difference of when recording onto tape as opposed to recording digitally? Or
I think, yeah, we could, because there was definitely a bit of distortion that we kind of even played up on, which you can only
get. Embrace, yeah.
Yeah, and they actually had a microphone on pretty much everything that was also kind of up in that angle of things. You know?
Yeah, the harmonic distortion. Yeah.
Yeah. And for our kind of music, which is pretty much all acoustic, there's no programming, no nothing.
Yeah.
We wanted that specifically because we've been trying for 6 albums to get something that's close to the live sound without losing the production quality of an album. And I think, you know, doing it on analog certainly helps.
Yeah, I think it's partly the analog and also the chemistry with the producer as well.
Yeah.
And the relationship, you know, him being able to give us the space to decide what we want to do, but also giving the right input at the right time
without
trying to take over. That's really important.
It is a hard thing to balance when you're working with a producer, whether, you know, that's, you know, these are your songs, they're your babies. Like, there has to be a big trust there between.
Yeah.
I mean, we fight things out between ourselves and sometimes with a producer as well. It can be healthy if they know when to.
If anybody's listening who's thinking about how this process works, it's always healthy to have a third person.
The aerial view.
Because then at some point, you know, they can be a tiebreaker. They can.
You know,
they can go, you know.
But
if you have someone outside of the band.
Yeah,
that actually puts in a little, slightly more objective view.
But after 6 albums, I think we kind of knew what we were looking for as well. I mean, there was 90% of it was we know what we want.
Yeah, that was the big worry. It was how are we going to go from recording nearly 100 tunes with one same guy to then like starting over again with a new
team.
There's a honeymoon period as well. I'm sure
exactly.
Gareth, I mean, you know, when you left at Dublin in 99, having gigged and worked your ass off, you kind of felt that thing of the burnout that kind of comes into so many writers and musicians.
Yeah.
What is it that's keeping you going now? Like, you're on your 6th album with this band.
Well, first and foremost, working with these guys, it makes it possible. And the fact that we split everything 4 ways. If there's money, there's money. If there's no money, there's no money. It's always been where we're going long term, always. And we set up our own label to release our music over there. And now at the moment, things have actually, in the last 2 or 3 years, they've started to go in a way that we never expected. It's been a real boom in the last 3 years. So we feel that as long as that keeps going, we're going to ride that wave, you know, and just see where it takes us, because it was unexpected, you know, that and I'm mainly in the UK I'm talking about, which is you know, good place to be
for sure.
And
as a collective, do you all kind of split up the roles and jobs, like is there one person, which is usually the case in any band, that does all the work and the three
Garrett ends up doing a lot of the booking and a lot of the hard graft behind the scenes, but we'll take on different roles. Robbie does a lot.
Yeah, myself and Robbie, I guess, yeah. Do most of it.
Whereas I just do the driving.
That's delegation.
There you go.
Taking the load.
And Dave, he comes in every now and then.
Hank, don't let me hang out.
Everybody needs a Dave in the band.
We were saying, Dave is the steel girder of the band. He's the one that never starts an argument. That's his role.
Whoa. Will you play one more song for me before we go?
Robbie, you want to introduce this tune?
Yeah, this song is kind of probably our first protest song. And
it's God knows we need them in this day and age.
Yeah.
And kind of in the tradition of Randy Newman, it's written in the voice of and undesirable, and from his or her perspective, you can put in any politician of your choosing. I know which one I'm thinking of, because it's got a bluegrassy flavor. When we were in Kansas City, and why we named the album after this, after our experience in Kansas City, it was such a before and after for us. It was big shot of confidence in what we're doing to go someplace where nobody knows us and just get this great feedback from other bands that we were just in awe of, and then to have them come around and see our showcases and sort of become fans of ours. And a band in particular was the Barefoot Movement. And they've been on tour supporting the Milk Carton Kids.
Oh, yeah.
And they've got their own agent now, and they're touring the States, and they're just a really shit-hot band. Excuse my French.
That's okay.
And they're real Nashville, like that standard of American, you know, kind of session players, all of them. And they got into our band, and then we were going around seeing their showcases, and we just made this friendship, and they recorded on the song for us.
Oh, great!
Yeah,
they've become friends.
This is on the album.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And they've become friends with another Irish band. We've had this kind of a three-way social media mutual admiration
fest,
thing.
Yeah.
With it, which is We Banjo 3.
Oh, We Banjo 3. Dudes. They're great.
And anyway, Barefoot Movement played on the recording of this. It's called Gonna Get My Way.
Gonna Get My Way. Track Dogs on Locals only on Radio Nova. In your own time, gentlemen. Yes, that is Track Dogs on Local Zoning. It's your host, Gavin Glass. So, fellas, you started the tour last night, and I just want to repeat what Gareth told us. They flew in yesterday, drove to Donegal, drove back down that night, waited in the car for a few hours, had a bit of a nap, and then did another radio session this morning at 9 o'clock. Like, man, that is chasing the muse, bringing her out for dinner. But you know? Sending her flowers, like...
Yeah, and then taking her home.
Okay. But, that's dedicated, you know. It's
our fourth engagement since yesterday morning.
Yeah. And, you know, like...
We don't get over that often. I mean, we're here for a week. It's our first time here this year. So we had to just, you know...
Stick it all in, yeah.
We've got a lot of stuff coming up.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
We're down in La Hinch. We're playing
Kenny's.
In Kenny's.
Ah, yeah, great spot.
Yeah. We haven't been back in years, so we're delighted to be doing the White Horse sessions on Tuesday. Then we're in Dublin on Thursday for our first Dublin show in actually quite a long time. We're playing the Sugar Club.
Lovely.
On Thursday night.
Then we're off with Robin James Hurt.
Yeah, Robin Hurt.
Big shout out to the wonderful musician and gentleman and raconteur that is Robin James Hurt. Yeah. Great.
He's amazing.
I love that guy.
So we're actually going to be with Robin as well, Dan. He's going to get up and do a few tunes with us at Electric Picnic. We're playing the Salty Dog stage
on
Friday and the Trailer Park on Saturday. So, yeah, it's a pretty full week, you know. So.
Well, I just want to say a huge thank you for coming in. I have to say, you blew me away. It was real hair on my arm stuff.
Oh, man, that's brilliant.
Keep her lit, lads.
Yeah,
Don't give up. Make art. Make art.
I hope you'll do a swap of your vinyl for our vinyl. What do you think?
Yes, absolutely. I might have to give you one at the picnic, though, because I don't have them on me, but I will certainly do that.
Okay, well, that's brilliant.
Thank you, dudes. Thanks, Gareth. Thank you to Track Dogs.